This auction house in Loveland, Colorado is packed. Bidders, some in cowboy hats, some in business suits, mingle over coffee. The room is abuzz with a sort of nervous energy. Auctioneer Spanky Assiter takes the mic and lays out what's at stake.
Today's an opportunity to buy water. Today's an opportunity.
An opportunity to buy water. That's pretty rare here on the High Plains. And today, a lot of water is up for grabs.
You see commercials on TV all the time, but they're investing in gold, investing in silver, investing in natural resources. There's nothing more valuable than water.
A 400-acre farm is for sale here, but it's not the land that's the big prize. It's the water that flows into the fields.
Farming is a tough operation these days.
That's the farm's owner, Scotty Reynolds.
The land and the water have become more valuable than the income from farming.
Reynolds and her husband had a cattle operation on the land for decades. But after her husband died 4 years ago, she decided to sell the property. It sits just 40 miles from Denver, one of the fastest growing metro areas in the country.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's up for auction. Buy the acre, buy the unit, or buy the share.
And with that, the family farm goes on the auction block.
So here we go, there, $9, he'll get 50. I'm gonna get $20,000 a share. I'm gonna want 20 to bid, 25, I'm gonna get 20 pounds on.
Auction assistants weave into the crowd, find the bidders, and shout back and forth to keep the bids climbing higher and higher. They're bidding on shares of water stored in a system of reservoirs in the nearby Rocky Mountains. Some bid as high as $27,000 per unit, more than double what the same amount cost a decade ago. One by one, the water shares find new owners in the crowd. When all said and done, the grand sum for the 400 acres and the water rights totals $12.5 million. By far, the biggest spenders were cities.
It's not cheap, but you only pay for it once. You buy it once and you get it forever.
Melanie Calvert purchases water for the city of Broomfield, a Denver suburb. Today, she spent $3.2 million on water shares. Increasingly, water is more valuable coming out of lawn sprinklers and bathroom faucets than growing sugar beets. Calvert says there's plenty of angst in the farming community about cities buying water, drying up farmland, and putting in condos. But cities have water needs, too.
No one's twisting anyone's arm. I'm not trying to get anyone to close down their farm or anything like that. It's, you know, if you want to sell your water, come and talk to me.
That kind of talk could appeal to farmers like Kent Pepler. He farms a half mile down the road from the auctioned farmland. These days, he's often driving his tractors through suburban neighborhoods to plant and harvest his crops.
I've been feeling penned in for quite a few years right now, so it won't be a new feeling for me.
Pepler says more of his neighbors are paying attention to auctions like this. Million-dollar checks are tempting, even for multi-generational farm families. He says there's a real worry that at some point, agriculture in water-stressed parts of the West could cease to exist.
If the commodity prices stay low, then definitely this will be a benchmark for people to think about.
The auctioned farm's owner, Scotty Reynolds, admits it stings to sell the land and water. But with no family member wanting to take over the farm, and with prices for water breaking record highs, now's the time to take advantage.
History proves that change comes, whether we are happy with it or not.
And that's a lesson most farmers already know all too well. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.